Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Michal Blažko, who is from Slovakia and who is presenting his film Atlantis 2003 in the Future Frame Strand. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So very briefly, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about your movie and provide an introduction for us to this interview?
The film tells a story about a couple, Ukrainian couple, traveling from Ukraine to Germany, and the road finishes in Slovakia. And my film tells something like 3 days of their trip.
Right.
It's about illegally crossing the borders between Ukraine and Slovakia.
A dangerous trip.
Yeah, the border is, there are really mountains and forests, so it's really difficult, and the whole story is based on true events.
Yeah. Obligatory follow-up question, why did you decide to make a film about such a kind of delicate theme?
I found the story very interesting. It was before I attended my university. I found an article where they were writing about people who came to Slovakia before Slovakia entered Schengen area, which was in 2007. And among all these people, there was a picture of a young, beautiful girl. And underneath, there was 7 sentences. And it was a young Ukrainian girl who came to Slovakia with her boyfriend by illegally crossing the borders. And they were traveling to France, which is different. In our film, they're traveling to Germany. And in Slovakia, something bad happened. And they got separated. And this film is about this end of their trip.
We won't spoil it, of course, because it's an important part to the film, and I hate talking about endings of movies, obviously. But so most of it takes place on the road, and I'm just wondering whether how you approached the road trip kind of structure of the movie.
The road trip genre was something new for me.
Okay.
And because it was my bachelor film, we had some money which we could invest, and me and the cinematographer, we decided that we will invest the money for the locations, that we won't shoot somewhere where we don't want to shoot, that we won't make compromises with the locations. That means that we shot in Poland, in Ukraine, in Czech Republic, and in Slovakia, in 4 states, like,
really?
which was really crazy, and because of all the transports and because of all the people who were traveling with us.
Well, it adds a sense of legitimacy that recalls a young Wenders.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're familiar with his works, but his road trips, he had the same kind of ethics about filming a road trip in legitimate places and never going back to a place once it was passed.
Yeah, it was very important because we couldn't shoot a lot of scenes in Ukraine. So we had to find locations which were very similar to Ukraine, and we found them actually here in Czech Republic, in Slovakia, and in Poland. So we had to fake a lot. In Ukraine there is only one scene in the film.
Yes.
But nobody can tell, like, which is it.
And how big was your crew, by the way?
I think it was around 15 people, plus those 2 actors who are there for the whole film.
Yeah, tell me about how you worked with the actors, actually.
I think the most important thing was the casting.
Right.
It was very important to find 2 characters, and because they play a couple, it was really important to find 2 people who have a chemistry between them.
Yeah.
And they never met before. He's from Georgia and she's from Czech Republic, but her mother is from Russia. And he's a non-actor. He writes scripts. So I knew that from the first day, that when they were chatting all the time and they were like talking in Russian, so it worked between them. And I think that's alpha omega of the film, that it works between them. That means the film works.
In other words, without the intimacy, making that intimacy believable, the film would not have worked.
No, absolutely, because the film is about a couple, and if you wouldn't believe that they are a couple, then it won't work.
So let me ask you this: what are the themes that interest you as a filmmaker? Is there any particular type of story or issues, themes that you'd like to explore as a director?
When I write a screenplay, the most important thing are the main characters for me. I like to build, to expose them for some time in a film, and then put them in a situation when where they have to uncover themselves, where they have to show how they feel and moral issues. And I think this is really important for the audience, if they can connect with them or not. Because if I build a character and he's a negative character, and sometimes when he behaves badly, you know, really like stress situation, and the audience can say that I would behave the same way, even if it's bad, then I think it's great.
Yes.
If you can connect to the character.
Part of, I guess, the great powers of cinema is the ability to do that. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, as I said, the characters are the most important parts of the story. That means that if audience can connect with them, then as a director you are a winner.
What about the story? Is that also important? And by story I mean beginning, middle and an end. Because you talked about characters, and sometimes character driven movies frustrate viewers because they may end just out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, this film has a pretty linear story. Mm-hmm. It's a classical narrative.
Yes,
and I knew that when I was writing this script that the most important thing is how to put information. Mm-hmm. Not to put that many information, not to put so little information. So it was important to make the audience to know what they need to know.
Yes. I think also as well, now that you mention it, your film also doesn't rely too much on dialogue, more on like facial expressions or really small things that perhaps people in relationships kind of share in their intimacy.
Yeah, we were changing the script also during the shooting. Mm-hmm. So I always took the actors on side and we were talking about it, how they would behave if they are connected to the character. So they were really helpful with this. And so we were like building the relationship through the shooting, and it worked.
Okay. Before we say goodbye, I'd just like to ask you what it's been like as being part of the Feature Frames this year and what your experience has been like.
It's great because we had the premiere of this film in Cannes, in this year's Cine Fondation. And it was great to watch the audience, how they react. But now I can present the film to my audience.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious how they will take it.
The film hasn't screened yet, I take it.
No, it's today.
Today, oh wow.
At 3:30.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure. And once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that your film is called Atlantis 2003. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.